In this post-Citizens United era, it's legal for PACs to spend as much money as they want to help a candidate. That is, as long as they don't coordinate with the candidate. But sometimes it can be hard to believe a PAC and a campaign are independent from one another, especially when the money comes from the candidate's mom. NPR's Martin Kosty reports from Seattle.
If you're running for office, it's never a bad idea to remind voters that you have a mother.
Hi, my name is Margaret. And I'm one of the luckiest people I know.
This is a video from the website of Laura Ruderman, a candidate in the Democratic primary in Washington State's 1st Congressional District. But this isn't just another mom video.
I have cancer, a very rare and aggressive cancer called thymic carcinoma.
Ruderman has made her mother's illness a centerpiece of her latest TV ad, saying it strengthened her resolve to defend President Obama's health care law.
My mom calls it her dance with cancer, and it's lasted 2 years longer than we thought possible. I approved this message for her.
So far, so poignant. But as it now turns out, mom has also been doing some political messaging for her daughter. New information from the Federal Election Commission reveals that Margaret Rothschild is funding mailings that attack one of her daughter's main rivals, Susan DelBene.
I'm disappointed that one of my opponents and her associates are using Karl Rove-style super PAC tactics to put out false accusations on my campaign.
The mailings accuse DelBene, a former Microsoft executive, of being a business failure and causing layoffs. They were sent out by a PAC called Progress for Washington, a PAC funded primarily by Ruderman's mother to the tune of $115,000. DelBene challenges her opponent to disavow the ads.
She has not stood up and denounced this activity, and so she has the opportunity to do that, and she has not done that yet.
As one might expect, Ruderman has not denounced her own mother. In a written statement, she says she just found out about her mom's PAC activities, but she also says the phenomenon of relatives funding super PACs, her mom is not the only example, shows, quote, how broken our campaign finance system is. Her mother couldn't be reached, but the Seattle Times quotes a written statement saying she was frustrated by the wealth of her daughter's opponent. And, as she made plain in her video, Rothschild is nothing if not a supportive mother.
I've also been reminded through this illness what an extraordinary daughter I have. And that's really why I wanted to talk with you today.
Candidates aren't allowed to coordinate with super PACs, but it's not clear whether that ban covers a plea of, Mom, knock it off. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.